Welcome back to NFL Rants and Raves. This is Stephen Medan.
And this is Jeff Ellison. Happy July 19th, 2011.
Episode 7.03. Can you believe it? We have three episodes into season seven.
My, how the time flies. It seems that we were in the never, never land of where are we now? But we're, alas, we're back. The NFL's nearly back. It's
yes.
Nearly time for everyone to do a big old cheer.
And it's nearly time for our new show in London.
London?
Two obnoxious Americans.
Yeah, baby.
Put down the food, please.
All right, I'll put it down, but it tastes so good.
I love you.
It tastes so good.
It tastes so good.
Two obnoxious Americans. Jeff and Steve.
So who's picking up that show, by the way?
That new show in London?
Yes.
I don't know at this point. I didn't know if it was going to be on Five or if it was going
to
be on Sky.
Let's just
or if
get
it was going
to
be on BBC
show,
One.
Man.
I don't know.
Just go ahead and name all the channels.
All right, well, there's only six of them, so it's not hard. American football to the world. It's Jeff Ellis and Stephen Miranda with NFL Rants and Raves.
Apparently, that's the wrong intro in my cart.
Well, you know,
James.
When in doubt, blame it on James.
Everything that goes wrong on today's show, I am blaming on James Sukimoto.
James, our video engineer, and so he gets thrown under the bus with regularity around here because, well, you know,
should. Well, he's the youngest.
He's
the newest.
Least experienced.
And the least experienced.
That's so, newest. That actually is redundant.
It,
yeah.
Well,
find another reason.
No.
He's
least
the tallest.
Experience doesn't necessarily mean new. A new guy could come in and be hella experienced.
Okay.
Right?
Hella experienced?
Yeah, hella experienced. If I go into a tech job today, I'll probably be more experienced than any other technician
they've got
on staff.
Okay. You've swayed me.
Thank you.
I just want to move on because we got so
we don't got
much
so much
to
talk
about.
About.
We do have so
we
much to talk about.
We got two obnoxious Americans with Jeff and Steve.
Yeah, and I like that show a lot.
Oh, man.
But that's actually something that would be a fun idea. When we envision potentially doing drive time radio, if there is such a thing in the entire United Kingdom.
Is there drive time radio?
Adam put that together. We don't
because
know.
They don't drive.
Well, that's not entirely true. In London, you don't drive because you're crazy because you get charged every time you make a right turn. They have little encoders in your car. It's crazy.
Seriously,
yes.
They got tolls for everything?
Literally, you have
right
an encoder
turn,
in your car.
Bucks,
yeah.
£5.
Yeah.
50 cents.
50p just to stop
just
at that
to
light. It's ridiculous, Steven, and that's why most
people
prefer
take
not
the
to.
Tube.
Or they take
the
Mike,
tube
they call Mike
is
the
crazy.
Taxi.
I mean, it is like really crazy.
Why is the tube
to get
crazy?
On the tube? Because sometimes you can't get on it. It's so packed.
No, you just push harder, Steven. It's a woman giving birth. You just push harder.
Just
bear
push.
Down.
That's okay that she's
lower
standing
shoulder.
Right there blocking the door. Just
lower
push
your shoulder and follow
and
your blocker.
And go right
how
into
many
her
times,
boobs.
Steven, how many times have I told you when we're getting on a tube, follow your blocker? I mean, honestly, that's the best strategy, best advice I can give
all
to anybody
right.
who goes to the
let's,
UK.
Let's
welcome
start.
Back to Rants and Raves. We're glad you guys are here again to
season
rule out
seven.
All.
Wait a minute.
Season
that's
seven?
Not on. That's
what,
not
the
on.
AC? I can feel it. It feels good.
Well, of
I'll
course,
make it cooler if you want.
To you that's, only.
It vast. It's on a oscillating thing. Steven.
I love my rave cave. I actually have gone out, Jeffrey. Our rave cave is so cool. I've gone out and I've solicited the help of some graphic designers from the Ant Farm to come up with a rave cave logo.
I think we need one.
And they're doing it out of the kindness of their hearts, just because
we have no money.
We have no money, and they like us.
Yeah.
Yes.
I was at the bank today saying we need more money.
We have no budget.
No budget. And oh, by the way, there's new show donors. Thank you so much.
Yes, and send them stuff.
I'm going to. Steven,
right,
we've been a little busy.
We have
it's on
been.
My to-do list
I
to
understand.
Do today.
Make sure that
I
those,
promise.
Make sure those great
I
people
promise.
Who threw us dollars.
We say this to you. Thank you so much.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Well, let's start off with sort of kind of like a, if you have not seen today's 5-Minute Football Fix.
What the hell's wrong with you?
What the hell's going on out there?
To quote Vince Lombardi.
Yes. Get out there and check it out. But we kind of have to talk about what we talked about in the 5-Minute Football Fix is that there was a report. And fortunately for us, we quoted the source.
Yeah, we do. It's important that you not put news out there that's your own as your own if it's not, because when it comes out to be wrong, you got somebody you can blame.
Yeah, but basically there had been reports. Jason Cole of Yahoo Sports had reported that Chargers wide receiver Vincent Jackson had made requests to the league that they either wanted to be declared as free agents or they wanted $10 million for last season.
Exactly. Now, why Vincent Jackson should get $10 million for last season when he didn't even show up till week six is beyond me. I mean, seriously. And by the way, your team didn't make the playoffs.
The other player being Patriots guard Logan Mankins. And so basically that was the report. Greg Bedard of the Boston Globe.
Bedard
had confirmed the story, and he actually said that he got someone from the NFL to talk about it. That person was remained nameless. He was just quoted as the source. But that source went on to say that these two guys were basically crazy for thinking they were going to hold it up.
Well, and then we started getting tweets, of course, immediately from other players saying, that, I hope you – there's no way in heck that this guy's going to be that guy.
Right. And then we heard a report that Peyton Manning and Drew Brees had come out and said that they didn't, you know, as part of their settlement, they didn't want to be free agents.
James basically wandering around like he's lost.
Yeah, he is.
James,
lost.
Are you okay?
He's trying to figure out what he's doing with something.
He has a prop.
Yes, with the prop. But anyways, Jeff.
You just look lost, James.
So Peyton Manning and Drew Brees. And then a punter came out and, you know, Was it Cluey, the Vikings punter?
I think so.
He called
Vikings punter Chris.
He didn't
Cluey.
Actually write the word, but
he reacted
said,
to the reports.
Bags.
Exactly.
Was what I was like.
A feminine cleansing product. it says sigh, and once again, greed is the. The operative byword. Congrats, Breeze, Manning, Makins, and Jackson for being that guy, D-Bags, he wrote.
Hey, Chloe, how do you feel
now?
Well,
he actually tagged D-Bags. So apparently there's a trending topic of D-Bags.
Well, when you tag something, you sort of kind of make it a topic.
Right. If you go into trending, D-Bags, am I going to get a lot of interesting things about guys who are D-Bags?
It doesn't necessarily mean that it's trending, but you can, if you have like a tweet deck or one of those other tweet reader thingies, you can say, I want to search on
follow.
This hashtag.
Right.
And it'll give you anyone.
Well, he hashed D-Bags.
Yes.
So somewhere other people are doing that.
Apparently.
Hey, I got a pop quiz. James, come here. Speak up.
This team right here.
No.
No,
he's got to do all 32.
All
32. Nice and loud. Come on in.
Come closer. Really?
We're going to
give him a microphone.
Don't hit your head.
Something.
We don't have a mic hooked up yet.
Why not?
We can hear him over yours.
We have a thing right there.
We got a port for it, but we don't
have it. All right, here. No. Speak in here. Oh, look at James already.
He's embarrassed already.
Hey.
Here we go. Pop quiz, baby.
Jeff has been telling people that you can name all 32 teams. So come on. Here we go. Let's start off with the AFC. Hit me.
Don't bump your head on the lights, James.
Yes.
He's very tall.
James is
taller than both of us.
For 17 years old. James.
This is all new to him. In all fairness, he couldn't do like any of them until he could do the Steelers because he had a friend.
Hit me with your best shot.
Let's go. We're starting the AFC East. Go.
Buffalo Bills, Miami Dolphins, New England Patriots, New York Jets, Cincinnati Bengals, Cleveland Browns, Pittsburgh Steelers, Baltimore Ravens.
So far, so good.
NFC Titans, Jacksonville Jaguars, Houston Texans. Indianapolis Colts.
Yes!
This is where he struggled.
Denver Broncos, Oakland Raiders, San Diego Chargers, Kansas City Chiefs.
NFC.
All right, the AFC is good. And,
perfection.
Now, these next 16 teams.
He gets a clap for that.
You got to go really fast because
As
Jeff has pointed out before in the past, this reading off list, very boring radio. So go ahead. Ready?
That one is James.
Go!
Philadelphia Eagles, New York Giants, Dallas Cowboys, Washington Redskins, Chicago Bears, Green Bay Packers, Detroit Lions, Minnesota Vikings.
Halfway there.
Atlanta Falcons.
Nice!
St. Louis Rams, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Carolina Panthers.
He's home now.
Seattle Seahawks.
No. Stop. Go back to.
He's on the whole
He said St. Louis Rams.
New Orleans.
There you go.
Oh, did he blow past
yes,
New Orleans?
Went,
I'm sorry.
St. Louis Rams, San Francisco 49ers, Arizona Cardinals.
There you go.
James Sukumoto, baby. The guy went
for
nothing.
I can see how you can confuse the Saints and the Rams. They're in the exact same spot. They got to kind of get the same colors.
You're free. Thanks so much.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
People appreciate it.
Still not excellent, though, James.
Anybody. I give him an excellent.
I want to just be able to, anytime you're sitting there at your station, and I could just pull up a helmet, and you're just going to yell it out.
Let's test him on the mini one. Just right.
All right, okay. Mini helmet.
I'm throwing this. Wow, a lot of dust came out of there. All right, I'm throwing this at you, and you're going to shout it out. And as soon as you catch it and know what it is, you're going to shout it. Shout it. Minnesota Vikings. Let's throw it back and see if he got it right.
All right.
Yes, he got it right. It is the Minnesota Vikings mini helmet.
All right, way to go,
James. Nice job. A lot of dust in that. We haven't gone to the mini helmet.
We have not gone to the mini helmet at all. But back to this. This one leads to
There's a bigger story.
Adam Schefter, who was well respected, who
kind
we met, said, "Hey, I confirmed that Vincent Jackson and Vincent Jackson agent requested that, you know, either $10 million for last year
right.
or to become a free agent." So there's people who are saying they confirmed the story, and there are other people saying, "Hey, not so fast."
Can I tell you what I suspect the bigger story is,
yes.
Stephen?
What is the bigger story?
What we have is 10 defendants that have been joined together in a class action lawsuit
yes.
against the NFL.
Yes.
So basically, each of those 10 individuals has to be happy with what's taken place
That's right.
to formulate this new collective bargaining agreement for them to feel like that they're satisfied so that they'll sign off. And yeah, each one of them is going to have an opportunity to kind of have everybody over a barrel and have their way. And you could, if you could be king for the day, what would you do kind of thing? And each one of them gets to do that, Steven. And so it's not that V-Jax
for the day.
Yeah, you're not a plaintiff in the lawsuit.
Oh, darn.
So that doesn't really apply to you. I know.
Okay.
And so what we're finding is that, you know what? Peyton Manning was unhappy with the way that the Colts handled Jim Irsay in here, probably never closer. However, it doesn't mean that he liked the way his contract was handled last year, where they did not sign him to an extension. And so now that we're at the close of this,
for the record,
he's like, by the way, guys, you cannot put the free agent tag on me.
The franchise tag.
I'm sorry. The franchise. You can't do that.
Yeah. Well, they did it right before the lockout was put
in
place.
And because
so
of a new collective bargaining.
It doesn't happen again.
Well, and that is actually part of the new CBA, Stephen, is that people, the current verbiage of the new CBA that is still to be signed off on, says that individuals can only be franchise tagged once.
Yes.
Once in their career. So if you get traded to another team, that team can't franchise you.
Are you sure that's
that was
what it
the
was?
Language as of yesterday.
Okay, I thought it was once
per
team.
Yeah. Well, that was the other thing that the players were fighting back hard about, saying, hey, look, just if I get traded from team to team, that shouldn't give them the right to franchise me. That's not cool. I should only have to go through that once in my career. And the owners are like, yeah, okay.
Okay.
And so that's kind of that. It's that level of detail that we've gotten down to where someone said basically we're circumcising gnats at this point.
That was Jerry Jones who said they were circumcising mosquitoes.
I want to quote him correctly
yes,
there.
Yes, quote him correctly.
We don't want to circumcise the wrong insect.
Yes.
God help us if we do.
Well, gnats and mosquitoes are natural enemies, natural born enemies. So
are they?
Yeah, you don't
I didn't know that.
Do not confuse them. If you call a gnat a mosquito, oh my God.
Really? He just unleashed hell?
Forget it.
Yeah.
I mean, he's all over you, and you cannot get rid
Why?
Of him.
Why? Okay, Stephen, is true confession time?
Yes.
This is hard.
Uh-oh. Go ahead. Spit it out.
I was that kid at baseball practice, soccer practice.
You played with the gnats.
The gnats just swarmed above my head. I was that kid. There's always a kid on every team that the gnats just seem to follow.
Yes.
What the? Why? How?
It's two things.
What?
You're light-skinned and you sweat a lot.
Okay, I only played with light-skinned people because I grew up in South Orange County.
But you probably sweated.
I sweat a lot.
Yes, you sweat more than anybody else on the team. It's the moisture that you produce.
So that's why, at some point you're like, maybe I'm just narcissistic.
No, no.
Maybe everybody's got this level of gnats. And yet I walk to your kids, they're like, hey, gnat boy, get away from me, you know? There's no gnats near me yet. I don't want them near me.
Don't bring the gnats towards
Seriously.
me.
Seriously.
Yeah.
That's so lame.
Yes.
No, I
even
perspired
me
a lot.
For being a dark skinned kid.
Well, I sweat a lot. Yeah.
And so Nats, what?
Oh, that helps, Stephen. Thank you.
Yes. It's the sweaty.
It still doesn't make those bad memories go away.
No, I actually I used my speed against the Nats.
You just ran away from them.
I ran away from them. And then they would,
that's good.
Then they would
find the next sweaty kid.
Then they would find the next sweaty kid. Yeah.
Hey, James, are you a Nat boy?
Did the Nats hover over
remember,
you?
Remember, James, this is an auditory medium. He shook his head.
No. Yeah, we're not on
auditory medium.
Hey, bring me something to drink, man.
Since he's in the fridge. An empty pitcher.
Oh, great.
An empty pitcher of iced tea.
All right, so anyways.
Make me some iced tea.
Just to get back to this whole deal, we want a CBA done. We really hope that these players aren't going to take their time and saying, I want this done, I want that done, I want a daily foot rub, and I want hamburgers with ketchup only in the locker room after the game. Enough of this pizza nonsense.
In the meantime, I think Coach Gundy got it right, which is,
get your facts straight.
Guys, and if you're reporting on this stuff, get your facts straight.
Yeah, yeah. So give it to me one more time.
Okay.
Get your facts straight.
Yeah, he said it right.
Coach got that one right, and he knows exactly what he's doing. So,
So anyways, to any players that are listening right now to this show, I love my new contract that stipulates Pepsi is in the Rave
Pepsi
Cave
in
refrigerator.
The Rave Cave.
I love it. This is great. Thank you. I'm going to take another sip.
All right, you do that while I talk about basically where this thing stands. What we can expect over the next few days with the NFL lockout. Today and tomorrow are going to be kind of travel days. The players are all getting to D.C., and the owners are getting down to Atlanta. And in the meantime, what's hoped is that the language of this new collective bargaining agreement will be finished up and polished off by the lawyers in New York City.
Yeah.
And then when the players get down to D.C., they basically look at it, and those 10 plaintiffs first have to say, yeah, I'm good with this. I've been made fine through this, and I am prepared to drop my lawsuit against the NFL owners.
Yes.
And then what you need is
they need to recertify.
They need to recertify as a union.
Yes.
And then they need 2/3 vote, if I'm not mistaken. No, they need 51% as a union. 51% have to vote in favor of the new CBA, which is a no-brainer. I mean, given what we've gone through. And the fact is, Stephen, I could go off on a whole tangent on this, but I think the new CBA is so much better for football. Forget the fact that this is 10 years of labor peace ahead of us.
Yes.
It is a more fair system for everyone. The equity of this is a better deal for everyone.
So that means that we will have been doing this for 16 years?
At the end of the next CBA, when we have labor peace again, I quit when we have to go through
really?
Labor peace.
If we have to
Stephen,
go another
I've hated
lockout?
Labor strife. Yeah. I have hated this labor strife.
So you're done.
It's
you
hung
will
over our head.
All alone. I will sit here alone.
In a decade.
This is NFL Rants and Raves with Steve Miranda and, it's just me. Hey, people. This is what I got to say. Okay, I may be calling it quits too because
it's a decade, man. If that freaks anybody out, what happens in a decade, then you've got bigger things to worry about.
Do you really?
You do. So what's going to happen then? They recertify, they vote 51%. The next day, it goes to the owners as they gather together. We already know that it's been well leaked that Roger Goodell has the 2/3 votes needed for the owners to sign off on this. And they will go and do that on Thursday in Atlanta, Georgia. And following that, immediately following that, there'll be a 90-minute meeting. I bet you didn't know this. This is fascinating. There's going to be a 90-minute meeting where an overview is going to be given of the entire collective bargaining process. They're going to go into more detail on this and what it means for the teams. Each owner is allowed to bring himself or herself, but there is no hers. So himself and 4 representatives from the team. So you imagine that there'll be the general manager, and there'll be a head coach, and then there'll be some other person that they
Bubba.
Can bring.
You always bring Bubba.
Well, if you leave Bubba out, then you're in trouble.
Yes.
Everyone knows that.
Yes.
So
you got to have a Bubba that kind of acts as your – what's the word I'm looking for? Your bouncer, your protector, your bodyguard. That's the one I want.
I see.
Yes. You got to have Bubba.
You have to have Bubba. Okay. Yes. Well, good enough.
You never know. Dan Snyder may come up to you and start trying to talk smack, and you're, Bubba, get him. And Bubba just smacks Dan Snyder around.
I'm trying to talk to people about the good sport of football, and you want to talk about Bubba. That's okay.
It all started when
that.
You said you needed to bring, you could bring four other people. I'm telling you that Bubba's one of them.
Okay, so each team is going to bring a Bubba.
Yes.
And probably the general manager and the head coach and the owner will make up the five people. So there's going to be 160 people in this room.
Yes.
And they're going to sit down and
that's
they're going to have.
That's some good math right there.
Thank you. That's Mr. Math to you. 32 times 5. I generally can do simple math. It's complex math that I find so complicated.
But it's not 160, but that's okay.
It's not. 3 times 5 is 15, and 3 times 5 times 2 is 10, and 10 plus 150 is 160.
No, that's where you're wrong.
5 people times 32. Pull out a calculator. James! 5 times 32.
It's one. Okay.
It's 160, isn't it?
I'm sorry. See how easily I said I'm sorry?
You did.
My mistake.
You did, but you were adamant that I was an idiot for a while, which scared me.
I hope you learn a lesson.
All right, now this is your lesson.
Now, just imagine you're weightless.
Not
in the middle of the ocean.
Yes.
Surrounded by tiny little seahorses.
Yes.
I got stuck because I thought you said four people, and I was multiplying 4 times 2.
That's 8 last I checked.
Yes.
I'm really good at the simple math, as I pointed out. So then what's going to happen on Friday? On Friday, what you're going to have is players are going to be able to come into the facilities on Friday. Mm. This is assuming that there's no road bumps. Friday's players come into the facilities.
Road bump!
And don't say that, dude. Okay, we really don't want a road bump.
Yeah, we can't use road bumps right now.
Then that contingency of 5 people are going to go through basically a crash course on what is to be 300 to 400, maybe 500 pages of the new CBA.
That's a lot of
going
pages.
Over it item by item and what it means for their clubs.
Ooh.
Then we'll begin the 72-hour window of negotiations between each franchise and their unrestricted and restricted free agents, where they have the exclusive negotiating rights. And then, after that 72-hour period, which would end on Sunday, Monday, free agency would be open for all. Camps will open specifically for the Bears and the Rams on Saturday, or Friday even, as early as Friday, so that they can come in and get ready for the Hall of Fame game, which will be the following Sunday. And then everybody else is going to report during the next week, just like they normally would have. And, Stephen, we're back to business as usual, with the exception that the hundreds and hundreds of players that are going to be transacted are going to be transacted over the course of weeks instead of months.
Well, I just want to get back to football. I've said that for, like, the last 2 weeks.
All I've been saying is get her done. And it seems that we're right there at the finish line, Stephen.
All right, well, since we're back to football, let me give you how about a little trade rumor.
Trade
now,
rumors?
Now, remember, this is a trade rumor.
I heard a good one today.
It is a rumor.
Let me give you I understand that's a trade rumor, Stephen, but let me tell you one that I just heard today that I liked a lot.
Okay.
It was basically Kevin Cobb goes to Arizona.
Well, that's my story.
Well, I'm actually making this up. I'm making this up.
Did you not look at Evernote?
We support Evernote. That is our greatest production tool, trade rumor. Wow, that's exactly what I heard today. Go ahead. I won't take your thing, but we do. Again, we want to play the warning.
Warning, warning, warning.
This is only a rumor,
okay? It's a rumor, yes.
Go ahead.
And it's a rumor according to Les Bowens of the Philadelphia Daily News. He believes that the Arizona Cardinals would be willing to send cornerback Dominic Rogers-Cromartie to Philly in exchange for quarterback Kevin Cobb and possibly a draft pick.
A first-round draft pick.
I didn't hear a first-round draft pick.
I've heard that's what it's going to take to get it done. Would be a
first-rounder and a player the caliber of Dominic Rogers-Cromartie?
DRC, yeah.
No. Philadelphia's crazy if they think they're going to get a great player now and a first-round pick. You're going to get one or the other, but you're not going to get both.
Well, look, you think about being the Philadelphia Eagles.
Okay.
It's a pretty sweet deal, obviously.
Yeah. I think the Eagles are prime. They know, look, we're going to keep Vic. We need to compete right now. We want a player who's going to help us right now, not the potential of a draft pick later on. So if they get somebody like a Rogers-Cromartie, then they would be okay with a second or a third round draft pick.
Possibly.
But if they don't get a player of that caliber, then yeah, definitely it's going to be a first round pick.
Okay.
But a first round pick and a player like Roger Cromartie.
No, they need players, absolutely.
Yeah,
they need to get better now, not someday, because look, who knows? The lifespan of a Michael Vick, no one can determine.
No.
No one can even know. So that's Les Bowen of the Philadelphia Daily News. I got it off Sirius XM NFL Radio. A caller called in, which just as a suggestion, but apparently he had actually read it.
Apparently.
I know. Apparently he was not doing more than just suggesting and speculating.
Yeah.
Now, let me tell you, one of the things I'm excited about for our friends across the pond is that the NFL is telling the UK fans to get ready for the international series.
Are you ready for some football?
Hey, October party!
This is in October.
It's always around Kara's birthday.
At Wembley Stadium!
In fact, this year, the 23rd, Kara's birthday is the 25th.
Well, this is another sign that a new CBA is in the works and is imminent. Jeffrey, the league is stepping up its efforts to sell tickets for that October 23rd Bears-Bucks game at Wembley Stadium in London. And the league had probably said if a deal doesn't get done by August 1st.
That's right.
The game is off.
No, the game is not off. It is moved to the home stadium of Tampa.
Well, yeah, but it's the game is off in London.
Exactly.
It would be moved back to the States. But now today, the NFL's UK office sent an email to local fans suggesting that a deal is close and urging them to buy their tickets to the Wembley Stadium game and to do so now, Jeff.
Well, as I said on the 5-Minute Football Fix, and I got this to point out about the 5-Minute Football Fix.
Hold on a second. James!
Wait, do we have breaking news?
This is up, dog. I don't know what you're talking about. Maybe it's just your pewter.
Breaking news?
Breaking news!
Anytime you wave a piece of paper around and yell at James.
No, well, he put it... Is that what... No, that, I'm sorry. This is not breaking news.
Oh, never mind.
This is just between me and James.
Don't be silly, Adrian Peterson.
Sorry, okay. Adrian Peterson.
All right, well...
I'm sorry. I was... Are you good?
You should be an instant message with him, dude.
Yeah, you know what? We need IM, dog. He did on James's behalf.
In his defense.
In his defense. I just can't speak today. You know why? Because I'm excited. I'm excited. All right.
Are you superstitious by any chance, Steven?
Not really.
Really? Are you maybe just stitious?
I'm not superstitious. Maybe a little stitious. You know, that's a... It's a bad joke. Eli gave me that joke. I'm sorry.
Oh,
that's what big brothers are for.
Throwing his little brother under the bus.
That's what big brothers are for.
Nice.
I'm not superstitious. So I may be a little stitious. That's not funny.
That's a bad joke. Yeah. Well, you know, it didn't go over well with the crowd, and he was like, "Yeah, that wasn't me. That was Eli.
That wasn't me." I love that it wasn't me. It's like, yeah, that was you. You're standing right here. I'm pretty sure it was you.
James,
so, anyways, with the international series. I have one big question, which is why is Tampa Bay going back? And you'd say because there's not that many teams willing to go.
Bingo.
Bingo.
The Glazers
bingo.
Have ties to Europe.
They have extensive ties to Europe. They have so many ties to Europe. I guess he wants the Buccaneers to be closer to the money that they sent. Ouch! But as I said on the 5-Minute Football Fix this morning, Steven, I said, you know, it makes me wonder that I hope they get this ticketing fiasco figured out from the Olympics, because tickets for the Olympics have never been harder to get in the UK. This has been one of the biggest fiascos. This is up there with the News Corp issues right now.
So you're saying that I am basically
the international series, and
the only way for me to experience the Olympics in the UK is to basically beg Sky Sports to let me work as a field analyst somewhere.
I actually think your best chance is to get better at archery.
I actually was probably about 10 years ago very close to competing or at least going to the U.S. Olympic trials in the decathlon.
Decathlon?
Yep.
Kath, what's your high jump height?
10 events in 2 days. In my prime, my highest jump was 6'6".
I met this guy who can jump 6'6", and it just scares me when someone can jump over me.
I could jump over you in my prime.
And that's just, that's amazing. Did you Flosbury flop, or did you go conventional
old
school?
No, I did the old school jump.
Wow. That's really remarkable. Yes.
And I could long jump 24 and a half feet.
Those are some competitive numbers.
My fastest 100 was a 10-4.
10 minutes and 4 seconds? I think you could go from
10.4
seconds. Pretty sure you could go faster than 10 minutes.
Yes, 10.4 seconds. So all of – and my 800 was very decent. It was a 159. So it's very decent there. And coach is like, let's just go do it. Let's enter an event that will qualify you to the U.S. Olympics. And then I sprained my ankle really bad.
There you go.
And was not able to enter into the track meet. And the dreams.
As long as you didn't get Nancy Kerrigan, I'm okay with that.
I did not get Nancy Kerrigan.
Okay, now, about the international series, yes. About the tickets, they're encouraging people. The yes. tickets have got to get better than the Olympics. They've got to figure that out.
Well,
it's been very
the
unfair.
The NFL has never had problems with tickets for Wembley.
Well, no, the Wembley thing, they've done in at least three stages mm-hmm. where they've released the tickets in three batches. Well, and I just hope it works better. We're going to be where we always are at the international series. We'll be in the press box.
Well, it's not where we always are, where we were last year.
Sorry, where we were last year, the last couple of years. But you know what? We've had better seats when listeners have gone and hooked us up.
Yes, that is true. That is true. We had some really good seats. And I love that our seats were covered. They were just under the deck.
Yeah, so when it rains a little bit, you stay dry.
Anytime Lindsay Soto's sitting right behind you, that's a good thing.
Hi, Lindsay. So. You wouldn't know this because you don't watch the little round ball, but she's been doing Angels baseball wrap-up.
Really?
Yeah, with Jose Mota. So there's another reason to watch Angels games to get a little bit more Lindsay love.
Or watch the end of Angels games.
There you go, the end of Angels games.
Yeah, I can't watch a game where, you know, they play a doubleheader and then the second game goes like 18 innings or what was it?
It didn't go 18 innings, but it went long.
Yeah, that's...
They played a lot of baseball. Anyways, so for our London friends, hey, we're coming, baby. We're going to get things booked up at the Skybox at the Sports Cafe.
Sports Cafe. We're going to do that again?
Of course,
hook
dude.
Get up.
They take care of us in a nice room. I mean, come on. We get our own room.
They took very good care of us.
We are all over that. And whatever after-party nonsense we have to skip to be with everybody over there, so be it.
Whatever after-party nonsense?
I mean, that Sky puts on. Because
come
we want to be with we want to be with these we want to be with the people we love.
Oh, I'm sorry. You couldn't hang out with the cool people. I forgot.
Look, I put some moves on some things, and then I cut out.
I forgot they let you. They didn't let you hang out.
I was sick as a dog, and I was nice, and I shook everybody's hand, and I kissed the people I needed to kiss, yes. And then I got in the cab.
Kissed the baby.
Kissed the baby. Yeah, I did that.
I wound up walking home from the Sport Cafe.
You walked all the way. No, the party wasn't Sport Cafe.
It was up the street from the Sport Cafe.
So you went from Trafalgar Square. Down to Sport Cafe.
To Buckingham Palace.
All the way to the palace.
Yeah.
To the secret quarters.
Well,
the
I did actually walk to Sport Cafe first
right.
to see if anybody was there.
Well, that was just down the street.
Yeah, there were just a couple people there. But then from Sport Cafe, I got out my little iPhone, said, where am I? Where's the hotel? And I'm like, oh, this is not going to be
pretty.
You know
about the werewolves of London.
Because I had, yeah.
You have to go through the park.
I did not go through the park.
You went around the park?
Yeah. I'm sorry. I'm a big, strong, birdie dude. But
the
walking
park,
alone in London, and I got to the point, I'm like.
It's like 2:30 in the morning.
It was late, and I'm like, I could just go through the park.
Just make a straight line. Shortest distance
and
between
I'm right
two
there,
points.
Or I go around this thing. And I looked. I took two steps into the park, and it was so dark. I was like,
it
you know
is
what?
Very dark
I can't
in the
even
park.
See my own hand. That's how dark it is.
It's because you're a brother.
I'm going to go around. So I went around.
The upside of being pale and pasty, friends. All right. New role plays coming into play,
yes.
Steven.
Oh, buddy Mike Pereira.
We need a hit bang. It's been a while.
Yes. yes. The past NFL head of officiating. Basically came out and wrote a little story on some of the new rule changes, and the main one being replay rules, Jeffrey. Apparently this year, every scoring play, every touchdown, every field goal, every safety, anytime there's a score of any kind, there's a replay official up in the booth who will review that play.
Now, interestingly
if he
enough,
feels
yes.
that it's questionable call, he will buzz down to the referee and say, hey, you need to take a look at this play.
Okay.
So I kind of like it for the fact that, hey, now coaches won't have to waste one of their challenges on a potential game-changing play like a touchdown.
Right.
Because it's immediately going to
get. And coaches,
get,
more often than not, save a challenge just for a scoring opportunity.
Exactly. So now that's
and they
not
throw
gonna,
that flag no matter what just because – on the off chance that another rule was broken
yeah.
that they didn't realize
yes.
that there might have something bounce their way.
Throw
they throw it. And now there's going to be no need to do that. And Mike Pereira says that, look, this could make for longer games.
Yes, he
and
does
that's
say
his fear.
It sounds good in theory. He's like, but there might be an unintended consequence, that being that there will be a lot more replay stoppages in 2011, and the length of games will increase, and neither of those are good for the game.
I think the increase in stoppages means increasing advertising revenue possibilities, which, again, helps both sides, the owners and the players. But for us fans, we'd just soon see the game progress.
I would like to see the numbers. I would like to see how many challenges there were on a scoring play last year.
Right.
Versus just, you know, incomplete pass or did he make a first down? Because I think to me, or fumble, I think if we looked at numbers, these are the order that you are going to find challenges, whether it was a fumble or not. I mean, that almost always gets challenged.
Right.
A fumble. Was it a fumble or not?
Well, then on the recovery, not whether it was a fumble and who recovered the ball.
Then first down. Did they cross the line to gain for a first down? And then whether a pass would caught or not. Mm-hmm. Then after that, is it a touchdown or not?
Right.
So I think that this particular rule, because it only applies to scoring plays, isn't really going to increase that much. That's just my opinion.
I hope so. I think it's a good thing, though, because ultimately I'm all about them getting it right, and I do want them to get it right, those calls. And so basically, I stand by this, and I'm not as concerned as Mike Pereira is.
Yeah.
And by the way, just newsflash for people, this was known in February, but if we didn't have this lockout, we would have been talking about this all year.
We would have told it to you already.
We would have been talking about this, but there's been several rule changes that have been brought in.
There are
and
others.
Those would have been the fodder of the offseason.
Yes.
Instead of what owner is now intimated that there might be a deal coming close and everyone holding their pants and going, oh, soon, please, soon.
You know who's
please,
really
soon.
Holding their pants right now?
No.
Mosquitoes.
Why are we back to that?
Back to Jerry Jones, because you said that everybody was holding their pants.
Ah, yes. No, if I'm a mosquito, I watch my wiener. That's all I got to say. Because I'm just saying.
Jerry Jones, where did he come up with that one, man? That's the first thing I'm going to ask him.
I'm just saying.
Is all.
Wow.
All right, I'm
James
sorry.
Left me hanging and you left me hanging.
Well,
he's
wired in now. He's got his
Is he
head.
Editing?
Yeah.
He's fair enough.
All right, shall we get to Give Me Hit Bang?
Okay, here we go. Bang.
Here's a little fun piece for you, Jeffrey.
Fascinating factoids with Steven.
Governor from Illinois, Pat Quinn, made a bet with a governor from Wisconsin, Scott Walker. And Scott Walker basically said, look, let's make a bet on the NFC Championship game between the Bears and the Packers.
All right.
Whosever teams win, the loser has to come to the state of the winner and pass out food at, you know, like a homeless shelter or, you know.
They usually do out. This for the Super Bowl.
And you have to wear this, and you have to wear the jersey
of
one
the
of the players
team.
From the opposing team.
All right.
So
what's the problem?
Two teams, the Bears and the Packers.
That was the NFC Championship game.
Yeah,
but it's
they
usually.
They can't play in the Super Bowl. Too.
I'm saying usually the Super Bowl coaches yes. and owners make a bet. Something to do with their state, like you have to go eat a whole bunch of cheese.
Governors and stuff, yeah.
The governor's right. They do something like you'll have to eat cheese.
I don't know that.
Why
did
this happen at the championship game?
Because apparently Illinois Governor Pat Quinn was talking smack. And so Wisconsin governor said, Silly Pat Quinn. Silly.
It's the Bears. It's the Bears.
Quinn hadn't paid up.
Oh.
The most he had done was fly a Packer banner outside his office in Chicago.
That takes some cojones.
But you know what?
What?
That wasn't what the bet was.
Well, then you got to do what the bet says.
So basically he was asked about it, and he's like, yes, I guarantee that I will pay off the bet before the start of the season.
I see.
So he was hoping that the lockout was going to just last for a while and
yeah.
he didn't have to pay up.
Kind of like me in the 40-yard dash.
But
as long as that lockout's on, I'm in the clear.
But now he's going to have to go to a food bank in Wisconsin and wear a Packer jersey and hand out some food.
I wonder what jersey he'll wear.
I'm going to put odds
even
of
money,
even
Aaron
money
Rogers.
On Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
Yep. And then if you have to go after that, I'm going to say 3-1 odds that it'll be Greg Jennings.
Okay.
then probably 6-1 odds that it's Jordan Nelson.
Jordy.
Jordy.
Jordan's my son.
Yeah. Well, his real name is Jordan.
Yeah, probably. But he's okay being called Jordy.
He is like my son. Jordy. So anyways,
I'd go for Clay Matthews.
The reason I wanted to talk about this, that Pat Quinn, the governor of Illinois, kind of did remind me of a show co-host who has yet to pay up his dues.
Is this again about the 40?
It is.
Well,
I mean, there's a certain show co-host.
A certain show co-host.
I'm not going to mention any names.
Okay.
But he made a bet.
Mm-hmm.
Throughout the season of a particular show.
Mm-hmm.
And at the end of the season, they tallied up the numbers. It got to the Super Bowl.
I didn't make a bet at the beginning. We have a running bet,
yes.
You and I.
Yes, and at the beginning. And so anyways, this show host, he lost the bet. When the Steelers lost the Super Bowl to the Green Bay Packers, he lost.
Which was just simply inconceivable, wasn't it? I mean, seriously. It was.
So I'm just kind of wondering, as are others that listened to this particular show.
Yeah.
When that co-host was going to, you know, pay up his bet. I was wondering if you could elaborate on that a little bit and kind of tell us if you know the answer.
Next question, no comment.
He's been hanging out with Drew Rosenhaus, people.
I know when to look, Steven, you know the things that have stopped this from taking place.
Yes.
The longest standing thing that stopped us from taking place was you buying me the steak that you
But are, that steak has
that
been,
steak oh, has
that
been paper, well paper, digested, well
go,
passed through
make
the intestinal
me go pull
tract.
Up my bill. I mean, that was
That's
taken care
one.
Of a long time
That's
ago.
A good one.
It was good.
It was, man.
And the waitress was good too.
Maybe. Maybe.
Well,
we
that's
don't know.
Yeah, we don't know. She was a good. She provided good service.
She
is
was
what
a
I'm
great
saying.
Server.
She was a great server.
Should have seen her tennis serve too. Anyways, so yeah, that is what held things up longest,
okay.
And we're only 4 weeks out from that lunch.
A little more than 4 weeks.
Okay, so how long did it take me to get that lunch? It took me a hell of a lot longer to get that lunch than it did.
Didn't.
I did.
We were always, we were traveling, or we were in Dallas for the Super Bowl, or we were working on what
defrosting
we were going to do.
Defrosting from the Super Bowl.
I was working 50-hour-a-day jobs.
Yep. Now
so,
you got all
you
sorts
know,
of time,
I
and
do.
You're and you want to see this happen. I understand that.
Yes.
But my life hasn't changed as dramatically as yours.
It
and
has
so.
Not.
It hasn't yet. I'm working on that.
I mean, we got a videographer. We got potentially four cameras. How many cameras can we use on this, James? James, can we use your camera to shoot this video too?
You should use the DSLR.
DSLR for what?
To shoot Jeff running the 40.
It should be under 12 minutes.
Can we shoot with that one and use these three for filler?
And I have two more cameras at home.
Oh, we can use six cameras? And we got all the tripods
all
and stuff.
Me. Tripods is what we call them. Why not
say?
Film? You said tripads. Why
tripods,
not fill
tripads.
All? Film all of me.
Oh, let's do it.
Can't you see?
One camera strapped to his head.
Seven cameras total. This is going to be an event.
Just for comedic value, I would strap the camera to my belly. And I'd have the belly cam, which is going to bounce a lot.
The belly cam. This is going to be awesome. This is going to be the best shoot ever. I love it.
Now, we need to wait for it to get warmer. It's only 98 today.
It's pretty hot. I mean,
when
today would
to be
an ideal day for you to do this.
You asked me to bring a suit today for a photo
shoot. I did. We're doing a different kind of a photo shoot today.
So I can't really today since you asked me to bring. And the
yes.
biggest hindrance of all this, Steven,
yes.
is not the lack of filming equipment.
Yes.
It's not the it's nothing short of what to wear.
Okay.
That has been the hindrance all along.
Yes.
As I've gone out to Speedo.com and you've
yes.
gone out to Speedo.com.
We've
they only and
yes,
we covered
this
on the last show.
Yes. I will have something.
Someone needs
for you
to provide
to wear.
Me with a size 44 waisted something. And I will wear virtually whatever it is that is size 44 waisted. And if you want to give me a thong, so be it. I will wear it. Now, I just pity anyone that watches this. And Stephen and James are
hey,
now pondering.
James, do we have? Can we have like one of a camera on a track? What is it? Like a rolling
a trolley?
A rolling trolley or something? Does it go right by him? To go right near him as he goes by?
It doesn't have to go very fast. Because remember, last show I told you about my track experience, how I ran as fast as I can. I always threw
always
up at the end.
Last, yes.
I will not throw up because this isn't far enough to throw up. It's only 40 yards. Yeah. But I will probably fall down because I will be giving it everything I've got. And my legs will, one leg will probably turn to jello.
We don't want to strap a camera to your belly then if you're going to fall down.
Yeah, we don't want to break anything. Yeah, however, his little portable cam is quite tough.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, yeah, no, it'll be a great shoot. But you give me something size 44, which unfortunately all that's right. what I am
so
today.
So then what we are waiting on right now is the size, is something to wear.
Yes.
Once that is here,
dude, I will go tomorrow. I will go tomorrow.
All right. Okay. So,
so
good.
You can stop busting my chops
I
about that
no
one.
I will no longer bust chops.
And
I will make
I
sure
ready.
That within the next week we have something for you to wear.
But just know, people, shield your eyes because once it happens, you're going to be thinking this.
What the hell's going on out here?
It's zany. It's stupid. It's gross.
Yes.
It's all those
but
things that is
that's,
a punishment.
That's what it
and,
is.
And those are the things that go into good punishments.
And then we're going to need you all to help make this go viral.
And
I mean, we just want it. I want everybody and their dog to see it.
No. Okay. And while we're talking about videos here, let me tell you this. I've done some simple math, Steven.
Yes.
Last two podcasts have been downloaded over 3,000 times in the first day or two. Okay?
Yes.
That means there's about 3,000 people that are actively engaged.
During right now. It's the off season.
Well, no. This is the slowest that the NFL has ever been because of the labor dispute. And so we know that. But you 3,000 people out there that are listening right now?
Yes.
You know how many of those people have gone and seen any of the videos that we've put up on YouTube?
Not very many.
Probably about 60.
Our biggest
viewed is like 7 and is like 190.
Yeah.
And we all watch it. We show it to our families and stuff. So do the math. There is most of you have not done your jobs.
Oh.
Some of you have gone and made donations, as I said, and we are very grateful.
Yep.
And you will get the 40-yard dash video. Don't worry. It can't go viral, Steven, because this is for show donors. This is. We need to talk about it, but I believe
this is
protected video.
Is it?
Maybe it'll be for a time period. It'll be for show donors only because we always try and make sure the show donors get what's coming to them.
We'll give it to them for like the first week, but this is going out for everybody to
That's
see.
Fine. Yeah. It's not a personal thing. It's wanting to make sure show donors are well cared for.
Yes.
And
I'm working on some good stuff for show donors.
So I'm really surprised that so few people have gone out and checked out these videos.
Yeah.
And gone out to Facebook.
Busy.
I understand that. You're generally listening on a public transport or a private transport situation, which makes internet access
Although
not
I've
as
worked
ready.
Very hard for you to be able to consume these videos on your iPad, on your iPhone,
Android,
on your Android
Blackboy,
phone.
Berry Boy.
I don't know how well it works on BlackBerry.
We don't care because we don't have them. So, but we know some of you do for work. You need them, and we understand.
James just cracks up whenever you say something funny.
And
but all right, enough with the. All I'm saying is to Governor Pat Quinn of Illinois, get it done, man. You lost
done.
The bet. Go over there and give out the food at the food bank. And do what you got to do. All right, Jeffrey, one last thing that we need to talk about before we let you go for the day. Have you seen the picture?
Just looking at it now.
Green
and
Bay
all I can
Packers
say is, holy crap.
Sam Shields went out and got a tattoo, Jeff. And that tattoo is a big, oversized replica of the Super Bowl ring that the Green Bay Packers got.
That's a sexy
you
ring.
You know where he put it?
Well, I'm looking at it right
now. Right smack dab on his neck. I mean, that is going to – I mean, even if you're wearing a buttoned-up collared shirt, that thing's going to be sticking
show
out.
Up.
It's
Absolutely.
Going to be sticking out. That thing is huge. If you have not seen the image, we'll put it up on the website for you to take a look at it. But Sam Shields, what were you thinking? Look at how red his skin is.
Well,
he's a brother. Look at it.
I know. So, obviously, that just got done
because
the skin is still very, very raw. But I just think it also, though, helps in the hickey department. You can hide any of those.
Hide
hickeys, you know? Yeah, it's a hickey hider.
But, Jeffrey, let's say the Green Bay Packers
permanent turtleneck.
Next year when he becomes a free agent decide not to re-sign him.
Well, I have a good
How are you
going to
walk into your next team with a big old Green Bay logo right there?
If that's not incentive for the new team, isn't this where you want to get biatches? Isn't this where you want to get? Don't you want to have one of these?
No, I don't.
Not that says Green Bay Packers, but you want one of these rings, don't you? Little girls, don't you want this?
Not sure if Sam Shields was responsible for them getting it. I mean, he played okay.
Well, I'm saying, but what is the goal of every team? Your first goal is to win your division. Second goal is to win the Super Bowl. I understand that. And so I think it is highly motivating to other teams. If he ends up being a teammate of somebody else, I don't think it's a big problem, Steven. I really don't.
I think it's poorly placed.
Okay.
Poorly placed.
Poorly placed and poorly played. You would have at least kept it below the above the neckline? Because this nearly touches his ear.
Below the neckline.
Right.
Yeah. This
the above the below the neckline. Is
yeah. I mean, on the back.
Nearly touches
his neck. Why didn't he put
neck.
It on the back?
I don't know.
I mean, I guess he wants to see it when he's in the mirror. Look at my big old dragon.
First of all,
I'm not a big fan of ink. There is some ink on people that looks really cool. You're like, wow.
You're talking about tats.
Tattoos. Yes. Okay. Ink. Is what the children
call
it.
Oh, it's not tats anymore? It's ink?
It's ink. Oh, I'm really cool with the ink, all right? And I'm down
with... So your daughter
with,
comes down with some ink, you're cool.
It depends what it is and where it is.
Well, what about the James Harrison one I did that says mom?
That would not be cool.
They can't love on my sister? Their mother?
They can, just not on their shoulder.
Okay.
Yeah, or their arm. I don't want it visible.
Oh, so as long as they put it somewhere that... their father would never see.
No.
You said you don't want it visible.
I don't want it visible.
Visible to whom?
Visible to the outside world. They have to be able to conceal it.
And so if they're wearing a bikini, then it can be seen then?
Sure.
Okay, well, that's
but
what
if
I'm
they're
checking.
If they're wearing clothes to be in the normal workforce of America.
Okay, which you can't wear a bikini to work. However, if you're a man and you fly, you can wear women's underwear on the plane.
What?
A man did this recently, and he was asked to leave the plane, and he sued. And it was a freedom of speech issue.
He wore women underwear on the plane?
Yes, he did.
Because it's more comfortable?
No, because he's being discriminated against because he likes wearing women's underwear.
Oh, he just likes
now,
to wear women's
women
underwear.
Now, women can't wear women's underwear on a plane.
They can't either?
No, they can't, but he can. He won the case.
Wait a minute. I'm stuck now.
A man wears women's underwear on a plane. The people on the plane say, we got an issue with this. The
wait,
captain.
That's all he was wearing? Women's
yes,
underwear.
That's all.
Plain old women's underwear he walked on.
Bra, panties, stockings, and little the garters and the garter
that's
clips.
That's it.
That's
no
it.
No clothes over. See,
nothing
I thought
on
were,
top of.
I
no,
thought he was wearing
no, no.
something underneath.
No, no, no. And the airline said, you know what, that's not cool. And then, you know, some, of course, of our more sophisticated groups of lawyering people got together and said, you're infringing on his civil rights.
Yes.
He's a transgendered individual. And
wear...
you, now, my question
so
was,
if a woman,
that was my question, Stephen. If a woman wears that on the plane, that's fine. Oh, no. Well, then we're talking about a complete double standard here.
I don't get it.
Why is it okay?
If the dude can wear it, then women should be able to wear
well,
it too.
Or better
and
yet,
I
better yet,
be on the plane.
I want to be on the plane where the woman wears just the man's underwear. That's what I want to be on that plane. Because that should be just as legitimate.
Yes. Why is it then on my flights, the women are never as good looking as the women on Lost?
There's the,
you know how at Lost, the plane goes down and they're all
hot.
Super hot.
We had that one gal on the flight to the UK last year. I should have, was that four gals? No, that was one gal. That was one gal. She was from New Zealand. She'll never hear this.
All right, man. Do we need to get going?
Yeah, we should.
Is it about time we start wrapping up? Anyways, if you have not seen this tattoo of Sam Shields, it is huge, and I don't like it. I just don't like it.
And if you haven't seen my James Harrison impersonation, then
you need to get
tattoo.
Out to the website. Although that page has gotten a lot of play over the last several days.
3,000?
Not 3,000.
Okay. Well, for the rest of you, what are you doing? When you get done off your
it's
train, off your plane, off your automobile,
off the train and I get home,
I forget.
And I have dinner, and
the kids start bothering me, and I feed the dog, and I gotta walk it. I know, but look,
see,
no
what happened was.
What happened was,
and then no, stop with the what happened.
Yes,
get out there.
Yes,
we need to blow this up. I can't stress that enough.
We cannot stress this enough. The only chance we have of actually making some bank is if you people tell. Thousands of your friends.
Thousands
of your friends. And they go out and see those.
You have 1,000 friends.
Well, let me tell you. I went to a funeral last week, which was sad.
Yes.
And this gal had a home interior business.
Yes.
And she was kind of an introvert, but she was reasonably successful as a business person, but doing a very niche business. Yeah. Her husband made most of the money. She was 51 years old. The church sanctuary, over 1,000 people.
Wow.
1,000 people, because she was a really nice person.
Yes.
She treated people very decently. And the meanest thing I could ever say about Nancy, and God rest her soul, Nancy, one time I surprised her and her smile seemed a little forced. That's like the meanest thing I could think of out of the 20-plus years I knew her.
Smile.
Yeah, it was like it seemed like she wasn't in the mood, but she just manufactured a smile. And so that's all to say, Stephen, what were we talking about?
A thousand friends. Do you
have a thousand friends? I would hope that if I died, there would be a thousand
people
that might show up. But I don't think it would be, but it would be nice. And so, okay, so let's say you got – how many friends you all got on Facebook? Come on, people. You all know to the person. James?
Yeah.
How many friends on Facebook?
514.
There you go. My point exactly. You know exactly how many friends you have on Facebook. You know how many followers you have on Twitter. You know how many people on Google Plus are out there. Get those people out there engaged in our stuff. Por favor.
Please.
That's the only way we're going to make bank at this. And we need to do this soon because once the labor peace comes in the next few days, then we're going to get a bunch of noobs that are going to be hanging on and stuff and wanting to be just pretending like they've been listening to us for a long time, and they're going to be throwing around Nipper Knapp's name. And we know that it's only you are the real fans of this show.
Who's going to be throwing around Nipper Knapp's name?
New people that come, they're going to read stuff and go, oh, yeah, no, I've been listening since Nipper Knapp. And we're going to say, no, you didn't pronounce it properly. But you 3,000, you guys are the family.
Nipper Knapp.
Nipper Knapp, man. You guys are our family, so you got to take care of us,
well,
man.
Well, we thank you. We thank you for listening. We thank you. Come out to the website. Good stuff's out there. And the videos,
Stephen,
we're having a lot of fun.
You have rocked the website. It is lovely.
Well, thank you very much. We worked hard on it.
And only, again, probably, what, two-thirds of people have seen the website?
Yeah, we –
So, again, day one, third of you. Come on.
Day one, we had almost 2,000. And then we've kind of dropped a little bit. Now we're at about 1,000 a day. So if we could keep it right around there, then
it's
start
a help.
Boosting it. It's a help, yeah.
I am actually writing a nice piece about how this whole new Rants and Raves 3.0 came to be.
Yes.
And I'm nearly finished with that. Okay. James proofed it. And so that'll be up on the website soon. And so there you go. Thanks so much for listening, everybody. We appreciate it. It is Tuesday, July 19th.
Yes.
2011, and you've been listening to NFL Rants and Raves from our beautiful Rave K.
This just in.
Wait,
another
new breaking news.
Give me another rumor.
Well, this you said it's a is it new rumor or breaking news? You got to make up your mind.
Sorry, it's a rumor.
Well, then it's not news. We can't report it as news.
Yeah, it's a rumor according to ProFootballTalk.com, Jeffrey. They say that
that's not a rumor site. It's owned by NBC.
This has got to be rumor because they're saying that according to a source with the knowledge of the situation, the Green Bay Packers are telling players that the doors will open on Friday.
Old news.
And that they need to be available for possibly a Saturday meeting. That's old news.
So our duty is to check all rumors, even if they're ridiculous.
That is a rumor that's been out in play since this morning. And, Stephen, no one has confirmed or denied.
It's 3 o'clock. So.
Well, you got to realize, in the Rave Cave,
yes,
a rumor is something that's been out there for 5 minutes. You know, we are generally, between James, you, and me, we're on it immediately.
Yes, we are. We are.
And so what's so much fun is 45 minutes from now, Stephen, it'll be 4 o'clock, and NFL Total Access will come on the air. And they will do basically all the stories we've been talking about all day on our 5-Minute Football Fix, on the podcast here. They're going to just tell me what I've just been talking about. And Albert Breer's going to stand out in front of the place all sweaty in Manhattan, and he's going to tell us what we've told you guys, verbatim. Not because he's listening and ripping us off, but that's the news you get from us.
Yeah.
It's that timely. It's as timely as today's headlines. We got to shut it down because I got to go pick up the daughter and get her to gymnastics.
All right, this has been Stephen Miranda. And
Jeff Ellis.
For NFL Rants and Raves. Take care.
Is this going to be the outro with the with the words?
No. Maybe.
Keep talking. Boom!